This is side one with Mr.
Okay. Now I got my memory working. I think I'll, do you want to use this? I thought I'd sit up close here so my voice could get picked up too.
Well,
I'll just, why don't I just leave this here? And I'll just, move around here. Oh, that's all. Oh, I didn't mean for you to move.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering if you
want to close to this.
No, I just wonder if you want to put your feet on this.
No, never mind. I don't have to have my feet on that.
Oh, that's fine. I can just sit on it myself then.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just start out by, if you'd tell me, particularly I wish you'd think of your farm as it was when you were a very young man, or even when you were a boy growing up. Think of your father's place when you answer these questions, because it's the old time ways that I'm interested in knowing about.
Well, my father bought this in 1896, and it was nearly all tillable then except this piece of timber here.
Uh-huh.
80 acres and here on this farm.
Is this timber still standing here?
The original kennel is mostly elm, and a disease killed the elm.
I think maybe this would be a good thing to put under that. So it won't rock around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you have some land that's covered with timber and you want to farm it, what do you say you do to that land?
Well, we bulldoze the bushes out, have a bulldozer to come.
Yeah, well, now back a long time ago.
Well, a long time ago, they cut the timber off and cut it into wood and fence posts and so forth. And then they dynamited the stumps out so they could cultivate them.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they used to do.
Uh-huh. Doing all of this to the land, you say you do what to the land?
Yes, I've seen them do a good deal of land around here that way.
Well,
in my time, got it ready for the plow.
They use dynamite, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Was this available?
It is available ever since I can remember.
Could you buy it at a general store?
Yeah, we bought to the man that handled coal or sold drain tile or something like that. He always kept it on hands. You could buy whatever you wanted, as many pounds you wanted. You could buy it in 25 pound box, or you could buy it in less.
Oh yeah? That'd be kind of dangerous stuff to have around.
Well, some people are afraid of it, but I never was. The caps was the trouble. The sticks of dynamite are about an inch and a quarter in diameter, and they're about that long. There's no danger in that, but you had to handle the caps careful. They looked a little like a 22 cartridge.
Oh yeah?
With the lid out of it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I've got some caps out there in the shed now. Well, I think a stick or two of dynamite I've had here for 7 or 8 years.
I've never seen any. Never been that close to it.
It'll last forever to keep it dry.
I've been in the Army for a while, but I never saw any dynamite.
Is that right? Well, I've seen a good deal of it done.
Uh-huh. You mentioned the shed. What do you use the shed for?
Well, it's used, it's a driveway. We can back a river tire wagon in there or whatever we want to, or the truck or the school bus. The fellow farm my face runs a school bus, keeps the school bus in there now. It's 30.